If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Are we the worst for sending Barrett to this camp this summer? It's
yes.
617-655-1234. I didn't think it was that big a deal until I mentioned to you where he was going. And then you guys are
well, because yesterday you're like, Barrett's at camp today. And I was like, oh my God, cool. What are we doing? Archery? What are we doing? And you go, math. Bum, bum, ba-dum.
I would stage a mutiny if I was your son.
For so many reasons, like, but let's focus on this one.
From the parents who brought you Russian math and last kid in his entire grade to get a cell phone. Here comes the newest release, Algebra Camp.
617-655-1234. If you want to get judgmental, that's fine. Or maybe you want to support us in our pick for Barrett to go to math camp this summer. Now, he's done other things.
That's not what I said.
I know, but...
That's not it.
I know, no, no. But...
Did Barrett volunteer to do math camp?
Did he say, Dad, I found this brochure, and I really want to go to this camp.
I want to stay inside and solve for X all summer.
That's exactly how it happened, and we fought him.
No, like, oh, get out of here.
We're not paying for math camp, nerd.
Listen, I'm the nerdiest of all nerds. I went to summer school all the time, but that's because I liked it. It was my choice.
We're going to make you get a job to pay for your math camp if you want to go so bad. Well, we just thought it was important to him.
Did you?
Yeah, we thought it was important.
Why?
I felt like the pandemic hit him pretty hard when he came to math. You know, he lost some time in school. He was really good at math when he was younger. He was kind of ahead of the curve a little bit. And then the pandemic happened and he just kind of fell behind the curve a little bit. And so we just wanted, you know, algebra is kind of a normal class to take in ninth grade. Mm-hmm. You do algebra and then geometry. And then after that is algebra 2. Mm. And then as a senior, you would do pre-calc or calc or whatever. And so... He was just struggling a little bit, so we thought, why not have him? The school offers it. You know, it's like...
I get all of that.
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
But it's only two hours
three
a day.
Weeks, Dan?
It's only 2 hours
not
a day.
Not how many days a week?
I think 4 days a week.
4 days a week for 3 weeks? It's like most of his summer.
Like everybody else is out there canoeing and doing archery and he's doing math.
He's still doing those other things. He went to golf camp for 2 weeks and he's going to his regular YM. I know.
He's a good kid.
He's an awesome kid. He's an awesome kid. And he has to take public transport. He has to take the T to get there.
Well, he takes the T everywhere he goes.
I know.
There's
I
nothing
know.
Wrong with that. But I mean, Jiminy Christmas.
What
oh, well.
Grade did he get in math this year? You better say D minus.
He had like a low B, I think.
Oh, the horror.
He got a B and he has to do 3 weeks of algebra camp?
How dare. Oh, my goodness.
From the 781, you guys better be careful with Barrett. I had a friend. Her parents put her in all these super strict camps, like academic camps like you guys are doing. Didn't give her cell phone until she was in high school. And then they wouldn't let her out past certain times. And she was a miserable kid. And when she went to college, she went nuts and absolutely insane. I know, that's...
I roomed with one of those, yep.
Yeah, you hold the reins too tight, they get to college, they get their first days of freedom. Those kids fail out the first semester.
Oh. I think he's a good boy and he would never do such a thing, but
of
I digress.
Course, course.
I just,
we're just having fun.
You know, it's summer.
Right.
Let him cook, you know what I'm saying? As the young people say.
From the 774, LOL, I just can't today with Carson, he's awful.
Okay.
What did he do to put that poor child in math camp?
You got a B.
From
a
seven,
B!
A low B. It was more like a B minus.
Oh! Oh! What grade did you get in math, Carson?
From the 774, I would put myself up for adoption if my parents sent me to summer math camp.
Where is the lie?
My kid's at Lego camp right now.
See, that sounds cool. You use math doing Legos. Why can't he do that?
You guys maybe should have been around when we had this conversation at home.
Well, you didn't include us, so I do my best to parent as a person with no children.
Barrett could have used an attorney during this conversation. I would have represented him.
An advocate?
Yeah. Sounds like you got railroaded.
Poor Barrett.
From the 617, a new level of Carson level petty. From the 617, ugh, to math camp. And from the 781, at least it's not Russian math. Yeah, we did that 2 summers ago.
You know, when the only nice thing you have to say is at least it's not Russian camp, I believe our point has been made.
Carson level petty.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.